We normally do this the Monday after the Masters, so we got to catch up with him now. We have a phone number for Tiger Woods to see if he watched. I'm sure he did. He wasn't there because he's recovering from surgery on his Achilles.
Hello?
Tiger Woods,
please. Hi, Musers.
Hey, Tiger.
Hi.
How's it going?
I'm excited today.
Hi.
Paige Beckers is coming to town.
Yeah, sure enough.
I'm so excited. Oh, it's going to be great.
Oh, you like women's basketball?
No, I just like women. But I like women's basketball players. Although I think most of them are lesbians, aren't they?
Well,
okay. I don't know about that.
I have a question. Huh. What's a lesbian? I hear people talking about that word, but I don't know what it means.
Yeah, we'll tell you later.
Mommy never told.
Yeah, I was going to say ask your mom, but I guess.
And do you guys know about arts and crafts and stuff, too?
Yeah.
What are scissor sisters? I've heard that term, too.
Yeah.
We'll tell you later.
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, I have a complaint.
Okay.
I'm so tired of hearing Rory this and Rory that.
Well, it was a big win. It was a big day for him.
Who cares? That guy played like ass for a lot of that last round.
He did.
He sabotaged himself.
Yeah.
Just like those Irish sabotage cars.
All right. Well,
he's Irish, you know.
Yes, we know.
Dirty Irish.
I know, but he looks up to you. He grew up watching you. You inspired him.
I don't care. He only has 5 majors. I have like 3 times that many.
Yes,
yeah,
you do.
Still 5's pretty good, and plus a career Grand Slam now.
I don't acknowledge that Grand Slam.
Why?
Why?
Because career Grand Slam. A Grand Slam should be you have to win it all in the same year.
Well, yeah, no one's really done it. I mean, you did it in, you know, succession, the Tiger Slam, but
the
yeah.
Tiger Slam, that's yeah. what I go for. It's got to be all the ones that you play in succession like that. You can't have an interruption where you lose a Masters, but you win one later, and that counts as one of the 4. It doesn't work that way.
You're not impressed.
Not impressed at all. And I mean, I've won 15 majors, won a Tiger Slam. Why aren't people talking about me? It's like, the only time people even talk about me is when I ornate all my Genesis into a roadblock or
an That's
what
not
about
true.
My goal?
Tiger, settle down.
That's not true.
Settle down.
You were mentioned several times in the coverage on the final round.
Didn't I get a Grand Slam when I was like 20?
Yeah.
Okay? I did that like infinity years ago. Yeah. First chance I got, I won a Tiger Slam. It took Rory like 11 times before he finally got around to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes it takes time.
Plus, he's all Irished up. He doesn't even speak English.
Well, yes, he does.
Fine English.
What are we going to have at the Champions Dinner next year? Potatoes and Lucky Charms? That sounds pretty good, actually.
Yeah, I would think you would like that.
You know what the best part of the Masters this year was?
What?
Phil missed the cut! I love it! He's so bad at golf! Hey, Phil, I stayed home and missed the cut. It was a lot easier the way I did it.
Yeah, but he was able to walk around a golf course, something you can't do right now.
Rub it in, George.
I'm sorry. That
Make
was
fun of the disabled. That's you. That's the length. That's the lower lap depths that you sink to.
Sorry.
We know you, George.
Sorry about that.
I see you. You know who I wish was alive to see you sink to these depths?
Who's that?
Could be.
And who was
one.
Alive to see Rory not speak English at Butler Cabin?
Who's that?
My dad.
Oh, yeah.
You underground dwelling reanimated corpse who, when he was still bipedal above ground vodka drinking, that he celebrated a bicentennial by getting extra horny under his fajita-stained khakis, that he grew an extra penis like a snake that had to be satisfied, but he wasn't married to a woman that would use her hand on him to get rid of his liquid prostate poison, so he did the easiest thing he could to get pants relief, and that was hiring a local advertising executive to write him a snazzy classified ad to run in the Vietnam Times, Picayune Democrat, Gazette, Post, to solicit a Germanic country to bomb Pearl Harbor in Japan so the Vietnam could then invade Korea and force Mussolini into forcing the British redcoats out of Antietam as a diversion so that he could slip into a sleazy Thai opium den and sniff around for some ovulating Asian to slake his bloodlust of horny, and eventually he sniffed ovum under the seat of a local cultita, and he chased her into a series of donkey rides and mini bike competitions over the Himalayas into a hot air balloon made of sheep's bladders and leftover parts of the Hindenburg that he had purchased off of eBay and systematically stolen from aerial disaster museums over a 3-year period, and eventually he cornered her into a sheep pen in Montana where he quickly wooed her heart with a bucket of wings and primed her body with some clumsy, unintentionally buffalo sauce third base work that stung at first before she lost the energy to protest, and then after her enthusiastic consent was somewhat secured, he got it behind her and tensed his flabby buttocks until he fired some pent-up genetic material into her spicy wing-smelling mommy grotto, so that 9 months later she had to squat over an eagle's nest and fire out a placenta and a baby-shaped fetus that one day would go on to win 15 majors and pass out on 14 different intersections with waitress residue still drying on his malformed speckled special purpose.
The most amazing one ever.
He says hi. All right. I love you, Musers. Bye.
Bye, Tiger. There goes Tiger.